first matter that was called, was identified as 21-215R. However, it may not be a coincidence that ours is 22-215R.
My error. It is 22. I apologize.
Helen's right, Your Honor.
All right, we may proceed then. So case number 21-215, excuse me. Good morning. There may be a statutory disqualification for your appellant. Would you like to speak to that?
The issuance of the matter which we're talking, I believe, is in 21, which was prior to the change in legislation. So at that time, it would have been subject to the automatic termination after 6 months. I understand what you're indicating, sir, but I don't believe that that 28C order, the CPO civil correct order, would have terminated after 6 months. I understand the legislature changed that. Mm-hmm. But if there's one still in effect, that would be used to me. Mm-hmm.
Is there one in effect?
There is. It is a J prohibitor in an ICS index. It is a active and valid extreme risk protection order, and it is still valid as of today.
And so is it the state's position that this is a disqualification?
It is our position that it is an automatic disqualifier at this point. To the fact that the board would still be prohibited from possessing firearms, it effectively, as I think you have said in the past, Chair, a useless act by the board to regrant the permit.
Yeah, that would have been good to know before we waste of time. And I do understand that the legislation did change in that matter, where in the actually second iteration, the first iteration was 1999, the second iteration I think was 22, where they had a 6 month automatic termination that was then changed to become essentially a CPO in perpetuity until the respondent petitioned for it to be terminated. But it was my belief and understanding that the application took place 6/15/21.
Yeah, just say, he mentioned a risk protection order. Now that's relatively new. I don't know if it's after 22 or 23. I don't know when that law went into effect. But the RPOs are a new thing.
Yeah,
you're saying CPO. He's saying RPO. I don't know that you're on the same page.
It is ERPO. This is the J prohibitor.
Or is it the 2928C?
That's a NICS head, correct?
It's a NICS head, yes.
Can't go around a NICS head.
Well, it would appear to the chair that we do not have the statutory authority to grant the permit at this time. Any discussion from the board? Okay, so we have two options. We can either have your appellant withdraw his appeal, or you can proceed knowing that we will have to deny the appeal.
I'm not interested in wasting the board's time, and okay. I wouldn't have even brought it up here if, in fact, somebody had indicated that earlier. It was our understanding that this was something that had been terminated automatically. I'll look into it, and if there was an error, I'd bring it to the board's attention. Now we'll withdraw and not waste any further time.
So we'll note that the appeal has been withdrawn. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.